Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Rob on 167 is. Rob, are you there?
Oh, you betcha.
Rob, are you driving fast or are you going slow? What's the traffic like on 167?
Oh, it's got to be slow.
Well, going north is not pretty. Going south is a lot better.
All right. Well, Steve, get out of here.
That's always the worst. When you see the other end, you're just like, oh, thanks for rubbing it
in.
Yeah,
it's awful.
Yeah.
For those playing at home, Rob has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
How many U.S. states does I-5 pass through?
Five.
No.
Four.
No.
Three.
Yes.
Three.
In what early 80s year did AC/DC release Back in Black?
82.
No.
81.
No.
83.
No. In the world of beer, what do IBUs measure?
Alcohol content.
No.
Pass.
What is Homer Simpson's middle initial?
J.
Yes. Which U.S. president owned a men's clothing store?
Richard Nixon.
No.
JFK.
No.
Theodore Roosevelt.
No. Prometheus is an inner satellite of which planet?
Venus.
No.
Saturn.
Yes. The snot otter is the official amphibian of what northeastern state?
Maine.
No.
Vermont.
No.
Wisconsin.
No. Rob, you got 3 correct.
Ah.
I like that sound effect. That was awesome.
Ah.
That's what I'm going to say when Steve walks in. You ready?
Yeah.
Wah. Steve?
Yes?
Are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
How many U.S. states does I-5 pass through?
3.
Yeah. In what early 80s year did AC/DC release Back in Black?
1980?
Yes. In the world of beer, what do IBUs measure?
Alcohol?
No.
Hops?
No.
Beer?
No. What is Homer Simpson's middle initial?
J.
Yes. Which U.S. president owned a men's clothing store?
I don't know. Obama?
No.
Trump?
No.
Clinton?
No. Prometheus is an inner satellite of what planet?
Although if Clinton had a blue dress store, that'd be pretty funny. Saturn?
Yes. The snot otter is the official amphibian of what northeastern state?
that has to be a minor league baseball team name. If it's not, somebody needs to make that happen. I don't know. New York?
No.
New Jersey?
No.
Pennsylvania?
Yes. Which golfer has won the most Masters tournaments?
Oh, it's Jack Nicklaus.
It is. Who did Mark David Chapman assassinate?
John Lennon.
Yes. Which river splits the town of Budapest into the districts of Buda and Pest?
The Buda River.
No. Steve, you got 7 correct, and that is a victory today, sir.
Yes.
7-3. Sorry, Rob. Drive safe out there, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Let's see if Danny knows any of these. Danny, in the world of beer, what do IBUs measure?
Bitterness.
That's correct.
Is that what the B stands for, an IBU?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Danny, do you know which president owned a men's clothing store? A haberdashery.
Oh, yeah, of course. George Washington.
It was Henry. Harry S. Truman.
Yeah, that.
And then the
what
last...
What was he selling there? Clothes?
Clothes, yeah. It's a haberdashery.
What the hell's that even
It's
mean?
A men's clothing store. And then the river that splits the town of Budapest into Buda and Pest?
Oh, yeah, the Rio Grande.
The Danube, of course.
Excuse me?
Is that where you got your name?
Yeah.
Congratulations on your victory,
People think
Steve.
It's Daniel, but it's actually Danube.
Hey, we've got a new shirt for those Beat Migs contestants that beat you, or even if they lose to you, they can still buy the shirt. It's called the I Beat Migs shirt, and it looks very cool, and people can get one in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
We have a sweet new feature on the Odyssey app, and it makes it quite simple for you to leave us a voice message whenever you so choose. And we have been getting some fabulous messages on there, also some interesting ones.
We got a ridiculous one that's pretty much on brand for our show. I'm excited to talk about that one. But also, I don't know what's going on with this listener that led to them leaving this voice message.
I'm so sick and tired of getting abandoned downtown.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Def Leppard.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Go ahead and do it. Leave us a voice message. You can head over to the Odyssey app, get it on your smartphone for free, and leave those voice messages.
We got a good one. Are you ready for it?
I am so ready.
Because I feel like this is one of those questions that will send us down a spiral of just stupidity. But it's right on brand for us. Okay, here we go.
All right, what's up, guys? I have a very important, pressing question for all of you. I need to know.
So when you're putting your shoes and socks on, you go sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe?
Also, if you're right-handed, do you put on the left sock and shoe first or the right sock and shoe first?
Wow. I need to take a sip of coffee before I don't even know if my brain's ready for this kind of question.
I remember this morning, funny enough, putting on my left sock first, even though I am right-handed. So I think I go sock, sock, and then I go downstairs and I add the shoe, shoe.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's different. I know I'm the weirdo that doesn't wear my shoes in the house. So my shoes are nowhere near where I get dressed.
Yeah.
They're in the garage. So I'm going sock, sock, shoe, shoe. But I'm like now trying to think, do I have a specific sock that I put on first? And I don't know if I do.
I think mine is always the left. But I don't know that it's intentional. I think that's just the way that I'm wired.
I know I put my left shoe on first because the way my shoe, I don't ever untie my laces. So I just kind of slide my feet in. And for some reason, this is so stupid. The laces on my right side are a little looser, so I have to put a little bit more effort to get my foot into that left shoe, so I do that one first.
Is that because you have one thick foot?
Yes. No, I think I just didn't tie the laces as tight. I don't think it's because I have a thick, girthy foot.
Do you have to keep them in the garage because you don't wash your feet when you shower so your shoes stink?
Yes, 100%.
I knew it.
Yes.
I knew it.
No, because we're not savages. We don't wear our shoes in the house.
Oh, I like that, though. I keep most of my shoes right by the front door, but then I do have like a stash of like my nice shoes. My dress shoes are upstairs.
So our shoes are just everywhere in the garage right now because of Tatum. And so some of them are just like random little Crocs are on the steps. So I always have to make sure I look down because one time I almost tripped stepping on one of her shoes.
Oh my gosh, don't do that. You're too old for an ankle injury.
I don't think I'll ever recover. All right, Danny, sock, sock, shoe. Danny's one of those weirdos that wears his shoes in his house.
I do, but however, we do have a little like shoe area. So I'm the same. Socks first. That I do the left sock first.
So you know for a fact that you have a certain one that you go first.
100, you know what? Honestly, because I can feel the pain of my right leg when I pick it up, and I'm like,
"You're saying I'm the old guy, huh?"
Yeah, and at that point, I'm like, "Yeah, I definitely do my left one first, and then shoes out after that."
But when I play hockey, I have to put my left skate on first. If I put my right skate on first, it gets in my head. I'm like, something bad might happen.
Is this a superstition?
Huh? It's a stupid superstition. It doesn't make me play better. I'm just red rotten no matter what. But I'm worried that I might hurt myself I put the wrong skate on first.
Oh, boy.
All right. Here's a voice message that has someone has issues with his friends.
Oh, no.
Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Through our Odyssey app.
I am so sick and tired of getting abandoned downtown. Why do my friends leave me every time we go downtown? I have to walk home. It's a 45-minute freaking walk.
Is this you?
Yeah. It's a little bit longer to walk to Stanwood, but you guys wouldn't even let me try.
So downtown, 45-minute walk. I wonder where they're walking to.
That's a long one.
Like Fremont?
Yeah, probably.
And I get tired, and I'm always drunk by then. And I can.
Okay, I was wondering what's going on. So alcohol is involved.
Yes.
Okay. That helps the context of this call.
I can barely make it home. I have friends, pardon my French, but these guys suck because they always leave me downtown. I use the bathroom and they're gone. I go get another drink, they're gone. I need new friends.
I agree. Your friends sound like real jerks. Like, how are they not doing a head count and making sure that you're accounted for?
Or maybe your friends aren't the jerks and you're the jerk when you're drunk and they just want to get away from you.
But if you're saying...
No disrespect, of course, but maybe you need to rethink how much booze you're consuming.
But if he's going to say, hey guys, I'm going to hit the bathroom really quick and then we'll roll out, you know, and he goes to the bathroom and comes back and they're gone, I'd be furious.
I had an old buddy who I used to live with that would get... When he was drunk, he was a totally different person. And there were times that people would just be like, we're getting out of here because he's too much.
Did you ever feel like that was dangerous for him?
Well, no, because I was stuck with him.
Oh.
So, like, I would, because we lived together, so I'd have to, like, bring him home. But there were times where, like, everyone ditched him, and then he'd come home, and he was just bloody. And I'm like, what happened?
Oh, no.
And then I got into a fight with the cab driver. I'm like, how?
So are you assuming it's this guy's fault, then?
Oh, you're going to say it's my old buddy. Yeah. I think, yes. No, I mean, I'm not saying it's his fault, but I kind of think it might be his fault. Like, if all of a sudden, if it's consistent that your friends are always ditching you when you're drunk, maybe you're a bad drunk.
Yeah. Pay attention to the patterns.
What do you think?
No. I agree. Don't be a bad drunk.
And the older I get, I don't know about you guys, the less tolerance I have for like that the drunk that wants to start fights with people. Or like, you know, like the buddy that's always getting, is like, I'm just turns into a different person when drunk. I'm like, we're too old for this crap, man. Just smoke weed. Stop drinking. Like, I'm not telling you not to like party, but find something else that doesn't make you an idiot.
Just party different.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
A very well-known musical icon is doing a farewell tour. And that tour is going to be coming to Seattle this summer. And he ended up doing an interview on one of our local news shows where he admitted that, well, like most farewell tours, this might not actually be farewell.
And it's not Kiss.
Even though he admittedly said he's super old. So who is it? We're going to tell you at 7:20.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Manilow was on Good Day Seattle this week, and he was talking about his upcoming show coming to Seattle July 12th, Climate Pledge Arena. And it's going to be his final performance in the city.
The farewell tour.
Yes, and he was on Fox 13's Good Day talking about it.
This is the final tour. How does it feel to hit the road one last time?
Well, you know, don't count on that, you know.
Okay, instantly now I'm a fan of Barry Manilow. I'm like, Barry Manilow, whatever. But I love the fact that he's honest about it. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm not sure if I'm really done, but I'm trying to sell some tickets.
You know, I am saying goodbye to cities that I've always loved. But, you know, we could just keep going and going because there's so many cities that I've played over the years. So it doesn't feel sad to me, but the audiences are still there for me. I'm a very lucky guy.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear. And yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. I didn't want to say anything, but every time an icon like you does a goodbye anything, I'm like, but really?
Right. But yeah, you know, I'm 100 years old. How long can I keep doing this, right?
Well, then name the tour that.
Yeah, I'm 100 years old.
I'm going to keep going until I croak tour.
Barry also talked a little bit about the history he has with the city of Seattle.
Well, you know, I've got my cheat sheet here about Seattle. Do you know?
I saw how he's just become grandpa.
I love
he's
it.
Like, I got this cheat sheet over here.
The first time that I played in Seattle was in 1975.
Wow.
50 years ago at the Paramount Theater.
No way.
Is that still there, the Paramount?
It is. I'm actually going there tonight for a different show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And we went to the Pike Street Market.
Okay, I love that how he didn't even care to ask what show it was.
Moving on.
He's just like, I'm going to this show. Like, some people be like, well, what show is it? Not him. Mm-hmm. Barry's just like,
yeah.
And we went to the Pike Street Market a couple of times. So, I've got history with Seattle.
When he plays here in July, he will be 82 years old.
82.
82.
That's one of those guys where, I don't know, I'd love to be able to say I saw Barry Manilow before he's done. I'm not like a Barry Manilow fan.
That's going to be the big brag. Well, I saw Barry Manilow.
Yes, 1,000%. Oh, come on. You don't love Barry Manilow? I don't really love Barry Manilow.
What's your favorite
either.
Barry Manilow song, Steve?
I can only name two Barry Manilow songs. And I think my favorite would, of course, have to be this one.
Her name was Lola.
Oh.
She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair.
Okay, I'm joking. I instantly play it. Danny, what happened?
She started dancing
yes.
and moving in her seat.
And instantly picked up on the lyrics.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, now she's...
And do the cha-cha.
Why? Why, Steve? I think you'll like this one, Danny, because it's very emo. All right, it's a little...
Does Barry Manilow know you raid his wardrobe?
That's classic. Classic, Danny.
So, what movie is that from?
Breakfast Club.
Yeah, Breakfast Club.
Of course. Okay,
I never remember where these movie lines come from, but I knew it was a movie line. I didn't think Danny was looking at me thinking, oh, yeah, he wears Kraken t-shirts all the time.
Well, Steve, it sounds like you really want to see Barry Manilow.
Well, there's a couple of those, like Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow. I mean, it'd just be fun to be able to say, oh, I saw them live before they called it a day.
You know who I really want to see that's nowhere near calling it a day that I know of, but she is coming this summer?
If you say Billie Eilish, I'm going to leave the room.
No, Lady she's like Gaga. In her 20s. Lady Gaga. I've always wanted to see Gaga.
Yeah.
And so that's my plan, is to try to go and see her. It is on a work night. So I might be very tired the next day, but I want to go be a little monster.
Yeah, I'm not going to offer up for us to take the next day off because of Lady Gaga. Sorry.
Well, who is that artist for you that maybe surprises people when you say you actually did see them live, or a random artist that you absolutely have to see? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Is there an artist that surprises people when you say that you saw them live? Or who is that random artist that you absolutely have to see? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Foo Fighters. Who is that artist that absolutely surprises people when you say that you saw them live at one point? Or who is that random artist that you must see at some point in your life? 206-803-ROCK. Russ from Linwood, who is it for you?
I saw Frank Zappa in concert in 1987, I would say.
I am so jealous right now.
And I was mostly into country and western then. A friend of mine dragged me to see it, and it was awesome. It was like, I don't know. It was probably the first time I ever took hallucinogenics.
Okay, I was going to say, I feel like Frank Zappa, if you're not on hallucinogenics, you're going to feel like you're on hallucinogenics at a Frank Zappa show.
Oh, yeah. He was playing, and everybody had their lighters up, and he's like, oh, lighters, man. Cool. And he was... It was just a cool show.
He probably was on hallucinogenics as well. Frank Zappa was he's a unique artist.
I do believe though. I think Frank Zappa was like a sober person. I don't think he did any. I think he was kind of straight edge.
Was he sober because he did too much at one point?
Maybe that's it.
I mean, if he's making that music with no influence, that's impressive.
Very impressive.
I mean, it's just out there. Never my cup of tea, but like, there's been a couple of songs where I'm like, okay, I can understand why people love this guy. He's just quirky, and he's definitely influenced a lot of artists that I do like.
And really talented musician.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK, Andy from Tacoma. Who is the artist that surprises people when you say that you saw them live, or the random artist that you really want to see?
Good morning. Back in the 80s when I was in college, I was on the Student Activities Council and got Dizzy Gillespie to come and play at our college and got to hang out with him in the back room before he went on stage. Super nice guy. Couldn't understand a word he said. He was the gentleman that played the trumpet that had the horn.
The big cheeks.
Yeah,
he would have like the big cheeks.
Blew really out. Oh, he was hard to understand, but he was the nicest guy.
How was the performance, though?
Oh, it was awesome. He was a fantastic trumpet player. Played really well. He was very cordial, just happy to meet everybody. Great guy, happy to be there.
So was it just
played
him?
So well.
Was it just him playing the trumpet, or did he have a backing band with him as well?
He had a few other people with him. He had a guitarist, nice. A bassist, and a keyboardist, but no drummer.
Oh,
interesting.
See, then I'm out.
They should have called you Steve Miggs.
No, maybe one day. I'm trying. One day when I learn how to play jazz style, because I love. Like the old school jazz artist, and Dizzy, of course, was a legend.
Of course.
That's pretty cool that you got to see him live.
206-803-ROCK, Phil from Seattle. Who is that artist that surprises people when you say that you saw them live, or who's that random artist that you'd love to see?
I went and saw Tenacious D during their Pick of Destiny tour when they came to Seattle for two shows.
Was that at the Key Arena?
They don't tour at all.
Was that at the Key Arena?
No, this was Paramount.
Paramount.
Like they played their very first album, I believe. They were just going through the motions of it.
Yep.
And it was an epic tour. It was an epic show.
What was, like, the highlight for you? What was, like, your favorite song on the night?
I can't. Oh, man. You put me on the spot.
Way to go, Taryn.
Wow,
Taryn. Such a jerk.
I just enjoyed the whole show. Like, they're like, every song was great. I don't know of a bad song or one was better over the other, but it was just a great show.
I remember seeing them. They toured with Weezer and Jimmy Eat World, and Tenacious D was a part of that tour, and it was so awesome. We had Jack Black came in. I worked at the end at the time.
What?
Jack Black came in studio.
No way.
He called me I think he either called me the fattest skinny guy he's ever met or the skinniest fat guy that he's ever met. Because at that point, the gut was starting to calm, but like everything else wasn't. And I thought that was funny. I'm pretty sure he fell asleep while he was doing the interview with us. But he said he just closed his eyes.
Was he delightful, though? Because I always feel like anytime you see any, like, you know, any, like, kind of behind-the-scenes videos, he just seems like he's like that all the time.
Couldn't be nicer. In his own weird Jack Black way. And then afterwards, this is right when, I'll never forget this, because Microsoft just put out the Xbox. And we were doing stuff with them, and somehow it came up, and they're like, oh, man, we would love to have an Xbox. And then it got back to the management, and then all of a sudden, Jimmy Eat World also wanted an Xbox. So I got in cahoots with the Microsoft people, and they gave me a few Xboxes to go bring to their tour buses. Like, I was like Santa Claus that day. One of the more surreal experiences, going into Tenacious D, giving them an Xbox, going to Jimmy Eat World's tour bus, here's an Xbox for you. Weezer didn't want anything to do with anybody, but I thought that was pretty awesome.
You were an Xbox dealer for a day.
For one day, but Jack Black was pretty cool.
The Daily Mix Show.
By chance, were you listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40? Because we gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers to the upcoming Beat Migs game. And this man, 138 wins, 55 losses, and 35 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.